Kix 106.5.
What up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday. To your Tuesday show. Can you hear Dutra or no? You can't hear. Son of a gun.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
do a thumbs up or a thumbs down, because I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't hear anything through my headphones, so I can run in there. However, if you want me to do shout outs, I have to do it on my laptop. So I have to grab my charger, laptop, plug it in.
Why? You can't hear me, doesn't matter.
I don't know
matter.
If you can hear me. I can't hear you.
Just come in
do
here.
Do I just go in there?
Just come in here.
Yes? Can you give me a thumbs up?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We're having a day, y'all.
This one here?
That one's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're having a day. We're already having a day.
Yeah. Kramer's late. My literally go to plug my headphones in. My board is offline. So that means basically I can't be on the radio from the studio that I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was going to bring my laptop in here so I could do shout outs, but my laptop, literally, if it's not plugged in, it dies.
Yeah.
So then I was going to have to grab my laptop, grab the charger, figure out where there's a plug-in in here because it's all spread out.
Can I tell you, and this is a true story, Mercury retrograde just started this morning. And I don't know if y'all believe
it. The moon's pretty, though. I was like, what's happening?
It's a strawberry full moon also.
Yeah,
so
we're
like,
there's a lot happening.
Wow, that explains literally everything.
Yeah, well, what's
People
up?
People say astrology isn't real, and then every time,
everything goes
true.
To hell, man. Whew, well, your T Tuesday, Jess.
The stuff isn't working.
Yeah. It just seems like everything's going haywire this morning, and we're surviving. It's a survival Tuesday, which doesn't. Is there a survival word for tea? I don't know if there is one. We're trying. How about that? We're trying Tuesday. It's trying Tuesday. We're trying our best. For your public broadcast radio station over here, we're trying our absolute best. Charlotte, your Tea Tuesday? Man, y'all prepped. Y'all had 3 extra minutes of prep for this, too. Y'all got nothing for this one today?
Okay,
literally.
First of all,
I'm saying,
actually,
y'all had 3 extra
relax,
minutes. I was
sir,
late.
Who was actually
I was late, and y'all had 3 whole extra minutes
I
to prep.
I love
for this.
How you deflect. No, don't
I'm
even.
Saying.
You have no ground to stand on. I think
do.
It's fine if all of us are unstable, but don't try to act like you're better than everybody else because you are just as unstable.
I literally had extra time to prep for this one today. So please, Charlotte, yes, your T Tuesday.
I have to just go tired Tuesday because that's literally all my brain can muster right now.
Like,
my brain feels like it's actually glitching right now.
Well, since I had extra time, I have a great one prep for today.
So
I'll save this segment. I had to tear up my house Tuesday. I give you guys credit. There's people that can come home and put their keys in the same spot every day. That is a skill. I hope you know. That's not something.
Oh, is that why you were late? You didn't know where your keys were?
Could not find my keys.
Oh, dang.
And like, we just did the wallet.
I know.
Like 2 days ago.
Y'all that can do that. It's really a skill. Y'all, I don't know what in the world. Where were they? They were under my couch cushions. And I'm like, how did that even happen?
Probably fell out of your pocket.
I guess. Yo, I looked everywhere else, like literally everywhere else. And like literally the very last minute, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it on time. No way I'm going to make it on time from Columbia. It's not going to happen. So, yo, is your morning funky too? It's just us. It just seems like everything's kind of going weird in here. So I don't know. It's going to be a weird day. We're going to pull it back around. We're going to. Listen, we got a whole show ahead of us.
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
A Harford County native has been crowned Miss Maryland 2026. Gianna Romero won the title as Miss Maryland competition in Hagerstown. She graduated from the John Carroll School in 2023 and is currently a student at Stevenson University. Romero will now compete in the Miss America competition in Florida, and the finals are Sunday, September 6th in Palm Beach. So congratulations.
Number 2.
America's birthday is almost here, and Duncan is celebrating with a limited edition Eagle Cup designed to capture the spirit of 4th of July. The collectible cup is now available in stores while supplies last for $10.99. And also, each Eagle Cup includes a free medium beverage with the purchase and also features a promo code inside, unlocking $3 refreshers for a month. Also, if you want one, I'd get one ASAP because listings are already popping up on eBay for the collectible. So this cup is $10.99. How much do you think they're going for on eBay right now? And they literally just debuted today.
I was gonna say, y'all gonna get crazy about the stupid cup.
$60.
No.
More?
I don't hope not. Is it more?
What do you think it is?
Is it more than 60?
I feel like it's more.
No,
I was going to say
not
40.
Not yet.
40.
Not yet.
My 40. Friends got it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But for $10.99, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
40?
$59.99.
Well.
I was close.
You won't give her 60.
Wait.
I don't know.
That was mean,
a great
Jessica.
Guess.
What do you mean?
That was mean.
I basically guessed it.
That was on the nose,
okay,
Deidre.
Come I'll give
on.
It to everybody.
Like, no, not 60.
And with the new
99.
Coin change roundup laws.
Take whatever you
I
want.
I technically got it exactly.
No, actually, you would have. Oh, yes. It would have gone up. Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
Number one.
Activity is ramping up outside Madison Square Garden ahead of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's rumored wedding celebrations, with vendors, equipment, and trucks seen arriving at Midtown yesterday. Among the items unloaded was a box labeled 40-inch mirror ball. Workers were already singing. They were seen bringing, not singing. Could you imagine? They're all singing while unloading all her stuff. Honestly, yeah. That would be so on brand. Anyways, no one was singing. However, they were unloading spotlights, chairs, and large covered items. Some companies reportedly concealed identifying information on their cars and equipment. So although several workers said that they did not know who the event was for, Page Six has previously reported that Taylor and Travis are planning a wedding celebration at MSG. And if those rumors are believed to be true, the wedding is supposed to be on Friday.
Don't you think we know about it by now? Like, somebody would have had to have leaked it if it was going to be a thing.
But that's Page Six, though. That was the leak.
The mayor did.
Yeah, I know, he did leak it.
I feel like somebody would have said something. I don't know. This whole thing is so weird. I mean, maybe. Maybe it is. I would hope. I'm just hoping this is not real.
Wait,
I'm hoping
why?
This story isn't. I just feel like Taylor Swift would do something better than Madison Square Garden. I just do.
Why do you think so?
It's like maybe the least magical place on the planet.
What?
But see.
It's the least magical place. Madison Square Garden is the least magical place
on
the planet.
Have you not seen a magical show at Madison Square Garden? They can make it cool.
Yeah, they can.
It's just not.
You don't see the vision.
Yeah.
She has the vision.
She has the ability.
It's the most Travis Kelce place on the planet.
No, dude. Like, I mean, she has the ability to turn it into whatever she wants to.
This is gross to me.
The mirror ball is exactly what I'd expect. But this is kind of interesting. I did read an article the other day. There was an aide who helped plan JFK Jr.'s secret wedding. And they're saying that this whole rumored MSG thing might be like a decoy.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I'm hoping it is.
Now with like the mirror ball and like all this stuff being loaded in, I'm kind of thinking it's real. Like that seems like an extreme length to go to convince people.
Dude, they're not going to have the vows on the screen. Like that's going to be turned into like a chandelier. There's
going
to be like flowers.
I think. Corn being sold.
I think you just think only sports take place in there, and that's not true.
It's so bad.
Okay.
Man.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
All right. What is the greatest part of America? What's the greatest part of America? Happy 4th of July week, everybody. Yes. Greatest nation in the world. Hey, listen. I know it's a tricky time for our country for some people. It's a weird time. It's a weird time. It doesn't matter what side you're on. We're not going to get into politics right now, but yo, our nation's going through it right now, right? So I don't know how you're feeling this 4th of July, to be honest with you. That's not really what this segment's about. But a poll came out today asking a lot of different questions about our country. But one of those questions is, what's the best thing about America? Okay. And I'm kind of curious how you guys would answer that question, especially like where this country is right now. Like how would you answer that question? What's the best thing about this country?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just go around the studio. And honestly, you can text us your answer too. I'm kind of curious where everybody's kind of mental state is with this right now. What's the best thing about this country? 410-583-1065. Jess.
I'd say like, one of my favorite things about this country is small businesses.
Okay, sure.
Because I feel like, honestly, a lot of people, I mean, anywhere, especially like when I'm traveling the state, my favorite thing to do is in every single county, there are so many different small businesses that are filled with whatever creative expression, you know, that they want to share. And I also think a part of that too, obviously I know that there's like a negative side to this, however I'm just going to focus on like the positive side of this, is I do love that I count this as well, that people are able to become their own small business, you know what I mean?
Like I
follow this girl and she makes these wine glasses, but they're all Disney themed.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, she has like one of those like fire things, you know,
the what are the things called? Yes, but I know what you mean. Yes.
I mean, who knows how long or where else like you're able to do that and kind of have your own
social media
and community and all that kind of stuff. So I think
like
that's really, really cool.
All right. Charlotte, best thing about this country that you live in? America.
I love our contribution to the arts. Like, I think America gets overlooked sometimes.
Actually, a lot of people said that too. They were saying, they're talking about like movies and things like that.
Yeah, we like rock and roll, jazz, so much comes from, you know, the melting pot that is America, from all these different cultures. And I don't know, I just think that's really cool. I watched a video the other day where someone called America the Florida of the world. And I feel like sometimes, and especially
are we the Florida of the world?
I think the world does look at us like that. And I think sometimes they don't consider artistic contributions as much.
Are we?
Because
which is
kind of fair.
Yeah.
But
for better or worse, I think we are the Florida of the world sometimes, you know? But Florida brings some good things too. Don't get me wrong. People still love going to Florida. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's
I
a
love
lot of,
Florida.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good things coming out
of
Florida.
I like going there.
Yeah. What about you?
We'll take it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, what's the greatest thing to me? I mean, there are a lot of cool opportunities here. I mean, this is hard. I mean, be honest with you, it's kind of a hard question to answer. We're talking about what's the greatest thing. The greatest thing, honestly, about America, I mean, I there are still a lot of freedoms about this country that you don't get anywhere else, right? And that's one thing that's, like, really cool about America. But if I'm looking, like, superficially about what's cool about America, there's still a lot of great foods here. There are a lot of great foods here.
True.
We do bring a lot of uniquely cool foods. Like, the fact that people come here and they want to take ranch away from this place, like, we bring the world ranch.
Wow.
And like, that's wild. Like, the fact that people come here and they look at our hot dogs and they're like, yo, that's rad. I mean, like, I think honestly, in all seriousness, I think our foods are pretty oddly unique compared to the rest of the
and
world.
And they can save it and eat it 2 years later and it's going to taste
it's still going to be just fine because it's so processed. But there's something weird about that.
I do think part of that also comes down to like the like melting pot vibes.
It
how,
is true.
Like,
you got a lot of different
there's
people.
So many different cultures. Like, where else can you go and get like on the same block, like amazing Indian food, amazing Thai food, amazing French food. Like, you know, like I always thought that was cool.
You know
about
what?
Us.
Charlotte Smith, everybody, wrapping this back around. The number one thing people say they love about America, the best thing is the people.
Yeah.
The people is the best part of this country. So there you go. That's what we are good at. We are definitely good at people. Happy 4th of July.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
I genuinely believe her. And I really believe her when she said, I believe her.
The robots are taking over, y'all. Watch out. All right, let's play $1,000 Minute. This game is worth $1,000. Free Rofo gift cards. Caller 10, hi, who's this? Hi.
Oh, it's Gretchen.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this?
It's Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen. That's a very high pitch there, Gretchen.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, what's
I'm
up?
I'm so excited. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. No, it's okay. We love the excitement. We love the energy. Yes, 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 yes. There goes Gretchen right there. Gretchen, we ready to go for this?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, Gretchen, let's do this then, all right? Have you played before, Gretchen?
Twice in 1 week, and then it's been months since.
Well, that's usually how it goes. That's what we say. You get in once, you know, it just goes fast like that. Well, Gretchen, let's try it all over again, all right? Seven trivia questions. Well, Jess explains. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Gretchen, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What is the third month of the calendar year?
March.
Correct. Question number two. In computing, what does the acronym CSV stand for?
Can you say it again?
CSV. What does that stand for in computing, the acronym?
Comma, separated values.
Correct. Question number three. What actor starred in Barbie, La La Land, and The Notebook?
Ryan Gosling.
Correct. Question number three. If it's 11:23 a.m. right now, what time will it be in 2 hours and 15 minutes? 11:23 a.m. 1:38. Correct. Question number three. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag is the opening line of what song?
I know it's Katy Perry. Hold on.
What's it called?
Fireworks.
Correct. Question number six. What sport uses the term icing? Icing. Come on. Icing is what? Question number seven. In 1983, Sony introduced a portable device that played audio cassettes. What's the term? What's it called? That's 60 seconds. Oh, my God. We were doing so well.
No.
Gretchen, we were doing so well.
Oh, you were so, oh gosh, that was so good. I feel like that was probably the best round of June, honestly.
We were blowing through that, Gretchen.
Wait, who's in the car with you, Gretchen?
I have my mom, Ramona, and my dear friend, Bella.
Hello, Bella.
Okay,
hello,
Ramona and Bella. Good job, you guys. Great team.
How we doing?
You flew through that 1 through 5. Honestly, it was just 6 and 7. You passed on 6. Which sport uses the term icing? Do we know that one now in the car?
I thought, you know, I was going to say hockey. It's hockey, isn't it?
Yeah. It is hockey. Yeah,
it's hockey.
It
is.
Yeah, and let's try that last one, too.
In 1983, Sony introduced a portable device that played audio cassettes. What is it called?
A tape player?
The Walkman.
It's the Walkman.
Oh, the Walkman. Do you know I still have my Walkman?
Dang it.
I wish I had mine. I'm so bummed. My mom made me get rid of mine. I wish I had mine, too.
You would be a shoo-in for that last question, then. Hey, you flew through those first couple of ones, man. You know how to play this game,
Gretchen. You guys did so good.
And listen, like, you're kind of on a roll here, so think about it. You know what I mean? Like, you can, if you know how to do this, like, you can easily just get through this. If it's last time, you know, you get in once, and you get in quickly back again. So hopefully you'll come back in tomorrow. We'll go it again. 7 trivia questions, 60 seconds, and we'll do it again same time tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Have a good day, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Happy Social Media Day, everybody. I mean, I guess. Social media's kind of ruined all of us, but today is National Social Media Day. I don't even really know what that means, but I guess it's a day we worship Mark Zuckerberg and all.
No! Yes, there's like terrible things about it, but there's also really, really cool things about social media, and that's what I'm really trying to hold on to.
Such as? Go ahead.
Like communities on there.
Okay,
like you can
sure.
find, honestly, everyone's timeline is going to look different because whatever you're into, that's what you're seeing.
Sure.
And you could truly be into some insane niche,
yeah.
and it can be the biggest thing, and you can meet people that are into it just
yeah.
as much as you are, and they can be from all over the world, and I think that is really, really cool.
I've met half my dates in the DM, so like, think it's true.
Very, not very at all what I was saying.
I have lifelong
not the kind
friends,
of community
though.
I was talking about.
Like, I have friends that I met when I was 14 years old on Vampire Weekend Tumblr, and we're still friends.
Okay, all right.
Day.
That's
see,
what
so
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
benefits
that's really
for all
cool.
of us. It's
yeah.
true. It's true.
Yeah.
We thought what we would do in honor of it is to find out how much time we're each spending on social media. This may be a good thing for you to do too, because I don't think you realize maybe how much time you spend on social. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe a good time for us to all check in to see how much time we're spending / wasting on social per week.
Doom scrolling, maybe.
Doom scrolling. Because, I mean, a lot of times, like, I don't think I spend that much time. And then I'm like, well, like, it's like check in here, check in there. Those little check-ins might start to add up.
Yeah.
So, Charlotte, the way that we did this was we went to Screen Time. So we're all on iPhones. We went to Screen Time. And then we went to social. I forget how we did this, but
we went to Screen Time.
Sorry, she had explained this to me.
And then we went to, it says see all app and website activity.
Yes.
Then we went to by week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you hit under, it says most used, and right next to that it says show categories.
There we go. Thank you.
And then right
the
at the top there, social, at least for me, is first because that's where I spend the most time.
Same. For you, Jess, was social the number one category on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, same. Who do you think spends the most time on social media on the show? I would assume
Jess.
It was Jess.
Because she
I would
also
assume.
Has to do like the most work
right.
with social media as well.
I think so too.
I also think it's probably going to be Jess. So we'll start with Jess. Jess, how many hours a week do you spend on social media?
6 hours and 37 minutes.
Wow.
So can I tell you?
No,
is
I'm
that crazy?
Not, no.
Okay.
No. Wow.
So,
mine is way worse.
Mine's
okay,
way worse.
So can I tell you something? So that
yeah.
surprises me. So
I
because,
thought you'd be way higher.
So let me talk to you about
That's
this.
That's per week.
Let me talk to you about this.
Per week.
Because I have to do so much actual work on social media, in probably the last year and a half, I have made a lot of changes to where I am not on there as much personally, because it was having a really bad effect on me.
Yeah.
And I have had to implement a lot of guardrails for myself and time limitations to where I'm really trying not to be on my phone unless it is work related, because I'm like, my eyeball, I can't even explain to you, like, my eyeballs were hurting. Like, it
yeah.
was just so much. So I really try
wow.
not to be on
Damn.
It as
just,
much as
just
I used to.
Less than an hour a day,
that's,
man. Well done.
Amazing.
Well played.
Thanks.
Okay. Between Charlotte and I, now that you're probably going to be way lower than us.
Wait,
between,
really?
I think so. Between Charlotte and I, who thinks spends more time on social media? And why?
I think you.
You think I spend the most?
I would think you, because I feel like you have multiple accounts, and I feel like you're just... I feel like you are just deep diving on people and looking up stuff and trying to get stuff on people. Like, I really think it's you.
All right. I'll give you my number then. I spend, at least last week, I was on there 15 hours and 55 minutes.
What?
Yeah,
a week?
15 hours and 55 minutes. What are you at, Char? Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of time. That stresses me out. It's a lot.
Yeah.
What are you at, Char?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm astounded. I'm at... 7 hours and
okay,
10 minutes.
Damn, oh. I'm double the amount of time of Char.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's wild. Like one of the most chronically online people I know, at least in terms of like knowing things, yeah. I feel like. So
double the amount of time.
I feel proud right now.
That's crazy.
And I will say it's been less lately because I've been spending a lot less time on socials and a lot more time on Substack, like reading people's writing.
Okay,
you know what?
It's been really nice.
Yeah. I'll get sucked into a TikTok and I'll be on there for a damn hour and all of a sudden I'm like, what? It's 11 p.m. Like, that's wild.
Parents, before you get matching outfits for your kids for 4th of July, take a listen to this.
When Jess has a dilemma and it's put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yes. All right. This is called Nieces Know Best, y'all. We came up with the concept of this. I don't want to say we ripped it off from just any standard 90s TV show from the, you know, TGIF or whatever that show was that you used to watch on Friday nights with the fam, but that's exactly what this is. It's a complete ripoff. We don't have any original ideas on the show. We're not that creative. It's a feel-good segment with Jess and her niece, Maya. Who's Maya, Jess?
Maya is my 11-year-old niece. All my family is on the West Coast, so once a week I have a chat with her just about like different things that are going on in my life or that are just going on in general. And so I wanted to ask her how she felt about matching fits because for me, one of my like fondest memories was going to Old Navy and getting like matching 4th of July shirts with my parents.
Yes,
but apparently not all kids felt like that.
So 4th of July is coming up and I feel like 4th of July is one of those holidays that a lot of families like to wear matching outfits for. But I wanted to ask you, like, how do kids actually feel about matching family outfits?
Honestly, I really like it. Well, sometimes I like them because I remember for Christmas, we got matching rainbow pajamas.
Yes.
And I love rainbows and I love colors.
Yes.
So that is definitely a great memory and I really liked those matching pajamas. But like, it could either be a hit or a miss.
Okay.
Like the rainbow pajamas were a hit.
Yeah.
But
matching 4th of July t-shirts with fireworks on them?
I only like matching outfits in Christmas. There, I said it.
Okay. See, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because I feel like there's certain holidays where families wear matching fits, and for some it works, and for some it doesn't.
Thank you for understanding, Mary.
But what are you not down for about it?
I like 4th of July, but it's not my favorite holiday. Like, yes, we're celebrating America and hot dogs and Mustang trucks and football and all that stuff. But do we really need all that yada yada? When I see those fireworks, I'm like, there go my taxes.
Okay, and you don't want to wear matching outfits while you're watching them?
No.
Okay, thank you. I love you. Happy.
I love you.
Enjoy the fireworks, I guess.
Thank you. I love you too.
What is the voice?
This girl, y'all, this girl and her beef with fireworks. Do you remember last year?
I don't know where the voice is.
I don't know. I don't know where that was coming from either. Okay. But do you remember last year I asked her about like what is it she likes about fireworks? And she literally was like, I don't like them. Like, I don't like the process of going to see them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
It's kind of a racket. Right? And fireworks kind of a racket.
So I don't know why she continues to have beef with them.
I think Maya brings up a good point, which is like, 4th of July is no one's favorite holiday, right? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, have you ever met anyone that's like, 4th of July is my favorite? I mean, it's a fine holiday. It's fine. There's like, and you can like a cookout and you can like, I mean, I think fireworks shows are wildly overrated.
I love fireworks shows.
For what you have to put into them, We should discuss this later on. We don't have enough time to get to. For what you have to put into a 15-minute fireworks show, it's complete BS. Have you ever met anyone in your whole entire life, though, that's like, my favorite holiday is the 4th of July?
No.
No, it doesn't happen. It's no one's favorite. It's fine. You get the day off. It's you wear a matching shirt. It's fine. You can't. It's fine. You can put on your tacky shirts and whatever.
They're not tacky.
They're tacky. I never in my life met one human that's like, oh my God, the 4th. Yes, this is it. This is my day. This is what I'm all about.
But what if it's it
fine.
Is?
Charlotte, have you never met a 4th? A 4th favorite?
It's my the kind of people.
No one has because they don't exist. It's because they don't exist, and it's just.
I don't know.
Could be.
I know.
Could be someone there out
could.
There who's like,
what's there to love about it? That much.
There's a lot of
the
things.
And I'm not good. Listen, but I'm also not saying Thanksgiving is better for food.
And that's the thing. It's not the best. I'm not saying you can't love America. It has nothing to do with your love for America. I'm just saying it's no one's favorite holiday. Period. It's just not that great at any one thing. I would even argue the fireworks are. If you're like, oh my God, the fireworks are the best. No, they're not. They're better at New Year's Eve. So
are
like,
you sure?
Yeah, hands down. Hands down. It's no one's favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, it's not me. It's a child segment. I just took it over. Anyway, there you go.
Classic Kramer.
Oh, someone just texted. It's their favorite holiday.
No, it's
there
not.
You go.
No, tell them to call then. Tell them to call. Call them.
They said, okay, my favorite holiday is 4th of July. Exactly. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I think it's kind of, that's a crazy statement to make.
We'll call them on the phone. We'll get them on. Because for what?
Oh, wait, I got two saying that.
We'll get them on the phone in a second. Who is this? Ashley wants to argue this. Ashley, you say 4th of July is your favorite holiday? Out of all the options you can choose, of all the holidays, 4th is your favorite?
Absolutely.
Now, why? Ooh. Well, first off, tone. Okay, what? Why? Why?
First off, it gets all the summer vibes. Mm-hmm. You get the iconic hot dog. You get to fight over whether you're team ketchup or relish.
Okay,
sorry,
fair.
Jess, not team relish.
Okay, but still.
You get fireworks, hot. The community comes together and everyone's peaceful. Everyone's happy. Everyone's there. Everyone's feeling the vibe. Like,
that's
you're
true.
Just there for the vibe.
You're what? Right. You know what?
There for the vibe?
It is,
what does
it
that
is vibey.
Mean?
I would there say because, like, the cookouts, what? You know, you're going to be out somewhere. Like, you're going to have a couple of drinks, possibly. You're for sure having a hot dog. Like, honestly, I feel like.
But that over Christmas? I mean, if everyone's there for the Christmas vibe,
no,
what do you mean over that?
But
what?
I can get it. Like, depending on what kind of spread you're into, like, if you're more of like a summer vibe, like, that's what you're looking forward to.
You can say that
to.
About Labor Day cookouts, too, I'd say. They're just as,
but there's
just
no,
as good.
But there's
right?
no fireworks, though.
That's so true.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, and the Christmas vibe is you have to give something. You have to make, you're like expecting something.
Okay.
With the 4th of July, you're not expecting anything besides fireworks and a sunny, beautiful
Wait, your phone is really breaking. This is AI. This is an AI call. I don't know. This is a bot.
Oh
this
God.
Is a bot, y'all. Somebody set this up.
No, you're messing
me
with
morning.
Her.
Yo,
you're messing with her.
This is not a real person. This
Wait,
is not
Ashley,
real.
Ashley, say it again. Say it again, Ashley. You cut out, unfortunately.
Oh, it's the summer vibes of just being there and
ChatGPT. Y'all are trying to set me up over here. That's not a real human.
Are you messing with her connection on purpose?
No, I promise y'all, that's AI.
Did you turn her down?
That's clearly not real.
She just wants the 4th of Ju vibe.
Charlotte. Oh my goodness.
She just wants to
No, did you hang up on her? Did you hung
that
up
was
on
fake.
Her? You hung up on her.
That was a fake call.
You know
call.
What? You can't control the argument to where you're only
Jess,
right in hanging up on people.
Just
you're getting crazy.
Create a prompt to call Mix.
Kramer just hung
five.
Up on this woman.
Like I said, no human
you're
likes
nuts.
4th of July. She just likes the
I genuinely
fly.
That's not true. I genuinely believe her. And I really believe her when she said, I believe her.
The robots are taking over, y'all. Watch out. About to set a record, man. Jessica Dutra dropped her ring, and I would say probably the worst spot ever. I don't think anyone's gonna be able to beat this story. This is bad, man. Wait, what? What happened?
Oh my God. It was so bad yesterday, you guys. It was so bad. I lost my ring for like the 500,000th time.
I keep doing this too.
It's so bad. So literally, I get home from the gym and when I leave the house and I don't have Garage Boy with me, I'm always wearing a rubber wedding band because obviously I'm known for losing my
ring.
You are a pro then.
So I rarely ever wear my wedding ring to work anywhere. So I have on like my little rubber band on, get home from the gym, take it off. I go to put back on my wedding rings. As I'm putting on my rings, my engagement ring goes on just fine. Go to put on my wedding band, and somehow, some way, it slipped out of my fingers, and I was in the kitchen, and it literally rolled all the way to under my stove. Under my stove. And this happened, it was like in slow motion. Mm-hmm. I'm like looking at this, and I'm like, there's, in my brain, I'm like, there's no way, there's no way, there's no way. And it literally rolls all the way under the stove. I immediately freak out and lose my mind. I mean,
it could have like literally hit the cabinets or anything, but literally, I mean, that's
straight
2 feet of stove space
underneath. And yeah, in that moment, I was just like, I don't even know where to go. I don't know where to turn. How do I get out of the situation? And I had a full-on crash out on my kitchen floor. Yeah. And I'm looking under there, and I'm like, I don't even know what to do. I posted a video, if you guys want to watch it, on my social media at Just Do It, and I shared it on Kramer and Jess as well. And thank God that I didn't even think about this until someone messaged me about it. I tried to move my stove, and thankfully it was too heavy for me to move by myself. But someone was like, hey, before you try to pull your stove out, make sure there aren't any like wires and the gas is connected.
Yeah.
That wasn't running through my brain at all. No, I'm freaking out. I'm like pulling on my stove. I don't know what to do. I can't even like reach my hand under it. And it literally, it's almost like close to the back of the wall. So there's no way I can reach it. I'm fully losing my mind. I go and get a hanger. And thankfully, I'm able to like put it under the stove, and somehow after 20 minutes of like maneuvering and trying to get it out, I was able to get it from under the stove.
You've got to stop taking that ring off.
It was so bad.
It's Jess, and in case you're new to our show, Jess loses or somehow that ring falls off or has like the most problematic ring issues.
Yeah.
More than anyone you've ever met.
I'm just clumsy.
Hands down.
Yeah.
All right, let's put a challenge on this, because like your ring falling behind your stove is bad.
It was terrifying.
Like, of all places for a ring to fall, I mean, and we've been doing this show for a long time. You know, we've heard a lot of crazy stories before. I think like falling behind your stove has got to be probably one of the worst spots that it could
find. The worst feeling of all time.
So right now we're going to deem Jess the recipient. If we're doing a book of records right now, we're going to give her like the title of like dropping her ring in like probably the worst spot that it could be.
Yeah.
But is there anybody listening right now? Have you ever dropped your ring in a worse spot than behind the stove, where it was like more of a pain in the ass to get than behind the stove? Because if not, then Jess is going to take the Maryland record for worst spot. All right. Jess, who was up?
This is Michaela on 2 in Hampstead.
Michaela, can you beat I had to get my ring out of a toilet for more the most difficult spot to get a ring out of?
Yes.
What happened?
It was my sister-in-law. She was swimming, and it slipped off her hand because it was too big, and she lost it in the bay. She couldn't find it.
No. Did you guys like even try to like jump in and look for it, or at that point it's just like couldn't even see? You just gotta like let it go.
No, we tried, but the current was too strong.
Man. Okay, I am sorry. That is a great story. I think this next call is going to be to the. I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Katie on 1 in Hunt Valley.
Katie, I freaking excuse me, Katie.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You had to dig your wedding ring out of what?
A porta potty.
What?
Oh my.
I'm sorry, what?
That is literally my worst freaking nightmare. That and also an airplane bathroom. Oh my God. What happened?
Explain. And why not just let it go at that point? Why?
Okay. So I'm here with my daughter, Ken, who was holding my ring.
Oh,
I was coaching soccer, and I asked her to hold my ring while I was in goal. And she did, but I think she forgot that she had it on, because I get a call from the sidelines. Hey, Coach Katie, Ken's dropped your ring in the porta potty.
Oh, she dropped it in there while she was holding it for you?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep. Why? What happened? What?
Ken, what happened?
What happened?
Well, I was hurt, so I was on crutches as well.
You should have told me this up
front. I was on crutches, and it slipped off of my hand.
Why did you tell me this up front? I was being rude. Now I was being rude. I'm sorry.
You can be rude. You dropped my ring.
Your daughter was on crutches and trying to go to the bathroom at a porta potty. She was doing her best. What are you thinking?
She was there with a friend. She could have handed it to a friend.
She said, she said, I don't care about these kids no more.
No. Wait, okay. Oh, hang on. Hang on. Like, who put their hand in there? How did we get it out?
Yeah.
Well, first, her friend just put her hand right in.
Yo, good friend. Good friend. Shout out this friend.
Ride or die. Ride or die.
Her hand was blue.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm going to throw up.
Wait, okay. Did we get it out?
We got it. Okay. I got doggy bags from the car and put them on my arm and reached down there and found it.
Did we get it cleaned? Did we get it cleaned?
Yes, we disinfected it. Okay. And
well, how though? How do we disinfect that? I need to know.
I think that I put it in like hot water and then alcohol and then I don't know.
Needs more.
I don't know.
It needs a little more than that to me. Honestly,
I think that's the worst.
Could you wear that ring again?
Honestly, I would never not be thinking about it.
I know, forever. Yeah. Wait, like, when you look down at it, do you think of like the poo-poo on it or no? I think the poo-poo.
Well, I actually have a new ring now, so I don't.
Okay. I know, that's right. No, girl, no, yeah. I could not.
What happened to the guy? Now it's a different topic for a different day. It's all right.
Same guy, different ring.
Yeah, new guy, new ring. Who cares?
Wait, low-key kind of meant to be, though. Like, yeah, low-key.
He's a bunch of poo-poo, too,
no,
I'm
like,
sure.
Leave him there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe that's where he belongs.
All right, there we go. That's got to be the worst, right? Wow. Porta potty is the worst one. There we go. You guys are the winner for the.
Shout out to Ken's. Like, she was doing her best.
She did. She's on crutches, man. I don't know. All right, there we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, you guys have a great day. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Hi, I'm Mark from Bel Air. Am I a bad dad for refusing to let my 20-year-old daughter have sleepovers with her boyfriend because she still lives under my roof?
It's hard to let them grow up, man.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, welcome to the Parent Panel, y'all. If you've never done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation where someone in their life has called them, you know, a bad mom or a bad dad, and we see how he got there in the first place and get their perspective as well.
So what's the situation with this? I guess give us the whole breakdown of this.
So my daughter is 20 years old.
Yeah.
She goes to college, but it's a community college, so she still lives at home. Mm-hmm. She works part-time, so she gives us a little bit of money towards rent and household expenses. She's trying to save money, which is fiscally responsible, and I applaud her for doing that. But she's dating this guy, been dating him for 4 or 5 months now, but she recently told me that she's going to spend the night at her boyfriend's house after a concert. And I said no. I mean, she's 20 years old. I don't think I want her spending a night at her boyfriend's house. I'm not really comfortable with my daughter having sleepovers with her boyfriend.
Wait, she's not asking you if he can sleep over at your house. She was just telling you I'm staying at his place?
Yeah.
And she can't do that. Why?
He lives alone, so I'm not comfortable with her staying at his house by herself. She still lives with me, so I think she should still play by my rules.
Oh, like ask you for permission to do anything?
No, but I mean, I don't want her sleeping at her boyfriend's alone.
And you
I don't
feel
think
like
it's appropriate.
You feel like you still get a say in this because she's living at home.
She's living under my roof. Okay. Yeah, she's still living under my roof, my rules.
But she's paying rent, though?
She's putting money towards utilities and things like that. Just, you know, give her a sense of responsibility and all that.
But not like full rent.
No, not full rent at all. No.
Okay. But she's contributing towards the household financially.
Well, I feel like you're triggered right now.
Well, I just
think it sounds like Mike Dutra to you.
Well, I think it's a little, I think I would understand if she was like, hey, Dad, I want my boyfriend to sleep over. I mean, I would understand if you're like, I'm not comfortable with that. However, you know, she's 20, she's working, she's going to school. And I think she was just letting you know I'm staying at his place. I don't think she meant to do that as like, hey, Dad, can I stay at his place?
I'm happy that she asked and she's bringing it to me and not just doing it. But I still think it's inappropriate.
Wait, though, is she asking? I feel like she was just letting you know.
It sounds like she was telling you.
And now
you
were
kind
of crashing out, though.
But I think her telling me is like saying, hey, you know, it's okay that I'm sleeping at my boyfriend's, right? Like, it feels to me like she's telling me, but she's also kind of letting me know this is okay, right?
You wouldn't feel comfortable with that, though, until she moved out into her own place. And then to you, that's when it'd be the respectful time. So to you, it's just kind of like just disrespectful.
Yeah, maybe 21. Maybe when, you know, she's a year away from this, but maybe like when she's 21.
Okay.
Wait, why?
Out of my rules. It just feels inappropriate to me.
While she's still living
she's
at
still
home.
Living under my roof.
Well, what?
My wife thinks I'm wrong. But
yeah, so okay. What's everybody saying about this? What's the vibe of this whole thing?
My wife thinks I'm being a bad dad. Mm. You know, my daughter thinks I'm treating her like she's 15 and not 20. Mm. It's also my little girl, you know?
No, I get it. That's a tricky situation, man. That's why you've come to us, and I appreciate the trust in this. All right, so Mark is saying, hey, listen, my daughter's 20. She's going to school. Like, she's living her life. But let's be honest, like most 20-year-olds, you just can't be out here buying your own place nowadays. It ain't like it used to be. Mm. So she's living at home to save money. But how much freedom does that really give you? Like, Mark's saying, as long as you're living under my house, you're under my rules. And my rule is you can't be spending the night at your boyfriend's house. Now his daughter's looking at him saying, like, you're a bad dad for doing that. So is his wife. Like, is that the wrong thing to do? Can he still have that type of, like, control over her life like that?
I think I'm a little confused by the rules, because she is paying. I understand that you're not charging her, you know, like a full amount of rent, but it feels a little more like you're having a hard time maybe accepting where she's at in her life versus the rules that she deserves to be under. I don't know. I mean, she sounds like a good kid. Like, feel like she's doing her best. Like, yeah. Do you have any reason, like, not to trust her?
No, not at all. Like I said, she's responsible. She does well in school. She's smart, but it just sits wrong with me while she's still under my roof. And it's still my house, my rules. I'm glad she's contributing financially, but, you know, it's still my house.
Yo, I mean, I get it. Honestly, I mean, we've talked to some of you guys where you'll go home to your parents' house, even when you're dating people, and, you know, you'll still follow by your parents' rules. So, I mean, I don't know. Some of y'all be married and still like act like y'all got to sleep in separate bedrooms and stuff.
But,
I mean,
but in the house, though, like in the house, I understand that part, but I don't know. Also, was she told this beforehand, like when she decided to stay at home? Like, was this all set out, or are you kind of getting blindsided? Like, are you also adding on rules as she's there? Oh, by the way, you also need to do this at this point.
That is the rule. And she knows the rule. So,
I mean, damn. Who's up?
This is Denise in Westminster on 4.
Denise, do you feel like he can literally tell his 20-year-old daughter, like, you cannot spend the night at your boyfriend's house?
Absolutely. What? She's 20 years old. She's not trapped there, and she has options. You can get your own place and live your own life. It's like you don't get to live in someone else's house, save thousands and thousands of dollars, eat their food, use their utilities, and tell them how to run their home. He doesn't want her doing that. She is still under his rule.
I mean, that's kind of true.
But she's
not
telling him how to run his home. It's not like she's asking if her boyfriend can sleep over at their house. She was just letting her dad know, hey, dad, I'm gonna stay the night at his place after the concert that we're going to.
Right, but there's house rules. You don't get to run with the hare and hunt with the hound. You know, everybody wants to be an adult until it's time to pay adult bills. So I don't care if she's 20, 30, or 40. If she's living under, like, if it were my roof, I make the rules for everything.
So whatever dad says about any aspect of her life, you think she needs to follow no matter what it is?
Here's like a fifth of the electricity bill. So you get to do whatever you want, even though I'm paying, you know, I'm helping pay for college. I'm paying the roof, like everything. So, you know, people are acting like dad and the parents, you know, banned her from seeing her boyfriend. He didn't. He just said they can't go, you know, play the horizontal mambo in his house. Truly, it's like if she hates the rules that much, then move out, because plenty of us did.
Yeah. All right. Who's up, Jess?
This is Christy on 1 in Baltimore.
Yo, Christy, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. I'm so triggered over here.
Why? Go ahead.
I'm so triggered. Dad, I do not think that he's making a good decision. The caller before me said absolutely, because it's his house, it's his rules. If he'd like to rule by that, he can do that. He's risking his relationship with his growing adult daughter. He listed all the reasons why she sounds like a great kid,
yeah,
including being comfortable enough to come to him and say this.
True.
But if he wants to make that rule, he can say that. She's an adult. I think what he's struggling with is her growing up and the fact that she may be having sex, and that's okay. She's 20.
Yeah. I think so, but, too. Yeah.
Is it okay? Because if I had a daughter, I don't know if it'd be okay either. At any age.
I know.
Probably.
I mean, I think that he's struggling, but she sounds like a wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
And if the concert is over at 3 a.m., she should stay where it's safe. But it's his rules in his home. But do you really want to start your relationship like that? Like, get out if you don't like my rules when you've made it this far and she sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Dad, I think you're wonderful. I think you're struggling with her growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It is your rules, but it's a silly rule to say she has to do what you want her to do and she's 20. You've done a great job. Let her grow. Mm-hmm. Let her grow.
Yeah, we hear that. Thank you for calling us. Let's give the final vote to, let's talk to Lauren over here. What's up, Lauren? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, is he able to say, listen, you live in my house, so I get to make the rules, period?
I think the last caller was 100% on point.
Mm-hmm.
He is possibly ruining the forming adult relationship with his daughter because he can't let go of control of a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Like she said, she sounds like a lovely girl who has done well. He said she's responsible, has a good head on her shoulders. You know, I don't want to call him a bad dad because he's obviously been a great dad up to this point.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, a control issue. And he needs to learn how to give up the control because she is technically legally an adult.
Yes.
She's not asking to have the boyfriend come over his house. She's respecting his boundaries in their house.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't control what she does outside of the house. Does she have to ask to go to Royal Farms and get gas? Does she have to ask to go to the movies?
Yeah, for real.
Like, what's the line?
Like, where's the line?
Yeah.
It's my rule, my whatever. But she's asking to spend... And it's not like she's saying, hey, I'm going to go live with him every single day, but still have my bed and everything here. Thanks for the, boarding. Like, it's one night so far. If it becomes a problem, they can address that down the road.
Dang, that's a good point. I mean, Mark, it sounds like most parents are saying, honestly, it's the wrong thing to do then to make her, like, just not spend the night, especially she's 20, you know? So how does that feel then to you to do it?
I mean... You want her to come live at your house? She can live under your rules. But while she's at my house, she lives under my rules.
Oh.
And until she has her own place, this is the way it's going to be. These are the rules. They're set. So that's it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.